Batter up for today's GeoQuiz now. Baseball fans in Japan have a new home run king. He's Vladimir Ballantyne, who hit his 56th and 57th home runs of the season yesterday. That's a new record for the Japanese league. The 29-year-old Ballantyne currently plays for the Tokyo Yakult Swallows. He used to play here in the U.S. for the Seattle Mariners and Cincinnati Reds, but here's what we want to know. Where is he from? Here are your clues. He's a native of an island in the Caribbean, just north of Venezuela, and Ballantyne represented the Netherlands in the World Baseball Classic. That clue should help. We're back in just a bit with the answer and more on Japan's new home run king, Vladimir Ballantyne. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. So Vladimir Ballantyne is the new home run king in Japan. He hails from the Caribbean island of Curacao, which, by the way, is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Ballantyne broke the Japanese league's record for most home runs in a season, hitting his 56th and 57th yesterday for the Tokyo Yakult Swallows. The previous record was 55, set in 1964 by Japanese baseball icon Sadaharu Oh. Ken Belson writes on the business of sports for the New York Times and covered baseball in Japan for more than a decade. So a foreigner has dethroned the homegrown legend, home run king. How's this going down among the Japanese, Ken?
Well, very little fanfare. Over the years, other foreigners have challenged the record and for various reasons have gotten on the threshold of breaking Sadaharu Oh's record, but never passed it. And this actually is being championed, as it should be, as a real achievement.
And so why the little fanfare? Is it because he's a foreigner?
Well, because I think Japanese have come around to the idea that it really doesn't matter who he is, whether he's Japanese or not. And, you know, it's always worth reminding that 99% of the country is Japanese. So it's a country that looks at itself as, I wouldn't say in xenophobic terms, but clearly when a foreigner does something, it's very different. And that was the case for many years. Now I think enough Japanese, especially younger Japanese, have been overseas, have seen Japanese succeed in American baseball, and asked the question, why not a foreigner breaking a record here in Japan?
And Ballantyne, did he have any difficulties adjusting when he first got to Japan?
You know, he came up through the Seattle and Cincinnati teams, didn't really take hold, and as you're seeing increasingly, decided to go overseas to make his name. The Japanese teams, who only are allowed to carry a handful of foreigners on their roster, would tend to go for big-name players who were perhaps at the ends of their careers. And most of these guys were, in the end, disappointments because they would get to Japan. It was too much of an adjustment, and most of them kind of washed out. And then about 10, 12 years ago, the Japanese clubs decided, you know what, let's look for undervalued talent. Let's look for a very talented Latin American player who maybe didn't take hold, but maybe worth a lot more, maybe more productive for the amount of money they pay.
Tell me about that rule limiting the number of foreigners on the teams in Japan.
Oh, it's been in place since the foreigners were playing in Japan, and I believe they've added one more to the roster. I believe it's now four instead of three, and at one time it was only two. So the Japanese clubs were rather concerned that if it was open, that there would be too many foreigners and it would shut out Japanese players. In reality, years ago, there weren't enough players that were interested in going to Japan. It was either a last-ditch stop at the end of your career, or it was for a player who maybe never was going to make the major leagues. Now you're finding enough good talent somewhere in the middle that realize, you know what, I can be a big fish in a small pond.
We have been reading a lot about these changes with the rules going on with the Nippon Professional Baseball, some attempts to make the game more exciting. Were there any changes, you think, that helped Ballantyne achieve this record?
Perhaps unintentionally, yes. To bring Japan in line with the World Baseball Classic, 3 years ago they changed the ball to make it a little bouncier, and suddenly home runs were up about 40%. But I don't think he hit 57 by accident. He's just having one of those years.
Ken Belson with the New York Times, who's been telling us about Vladimir Ballantyne, who has just become the new home run king in Japan. Vladimir is from Curacao, by the way, the answer to our GeoQuiz. Ken, great to speak with you. Thanks.
Thanks so much.